Yeah. What's that wordy word? Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, gods and goddesses, how y'all coming though? I'm Old Dog, Big Money Man. Mr. Ain't got it on me, I got it in me. I'm bringing y'all a pre-recorded podcast again. It's live to me and pre-recorded to y'all. Same toilet, different feces, you hear me? Before I dive right in, with just swimming trunks and no swimming lessons. And before I do food for thought, I'm gonna elaborate on something real quick. Including the story. First and foremost, I appreciate everybody's support and listening to me. Whether you listen to me every other year, once a year, every other month, twice a day, five times a day, or 10 times a day, I appreciate you. Whether you think I'm great to listen to, you don't like my voice, you love my voice, you like hearing what I'm saying, you don't like hearing what I'm saying, if you think I don't know what I'm talking about, if you think I'm dumbfounded or ignorant, whatever it may be, I appreciate the compliments and the constructive criticism. Even the constructive criticism to me is a compliment because it makes me go harder and it helps me to strive. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. You can't satisfy everybody. You can't make everybody happy. Everybody ain't gonna like you. I don't understand that. I overstand that. And I accept that in life. But I know who I am and I still appreciate y'all for listening to me because it is what it is. Hopefully I can say things to build you and give you wisdom and you can spread the word. Each one teach one, each one reach one. That's what matters to me. I'm going to continue to try to drop more episodes and elaborate on more things and deeper content and deeper conversations and also bring special guests. So anybody that, you know, take their time out to come speak, chat with me, they're considered a special guest. Y'all special too for listening. Y'all special regardless if you listen or not. Because we all humans, we all creation of the Most High. And last but not least, take heed to what I say. You ain't got to believe everything I say. Do your own research. And then come back and be like, man, he was right. Or maybe he was wrong. Or maybe I haven't figured it out yet, haven't found yet. But when I do, I'm going to give him his credit or I'm going to discredit him. Either way it go, I appreciate it. I want to speak on a quick story. Condolences to the family of THF TP, Chicago resident, an artist from OTF, one of Lil Durk's artists, got shot and killed. He's from the 46 block, 4400 block, basically the low end, but they call that parts of the south side, but it's really the low end of Chicago. And you know, he's from that area. And he got killed on the west side of Chicago, which is the Madison area. He got killed on Madison, which is one of the main strips where everybody ride through to get to certain blocks. You know, it's not a strip you just hang out, especially if you got ops. Here's my theory to the story. He made a song back in the day called Bus Stop. I think his name was Lil Mark, the guy killed at the bus stop. I think it was Tuka's brother. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it was. You know who Tuka is. Everybody speak on Tuka. 63rd St. Lawrence area, STL. Little kid that got killed, died at a young age. But he terrorized a lot of people. That's why he's still famous to this day. He changed the culture of Chicago. And he is put in drill. He not even here no more. He didn't know he was going to be famous as he was when he died. His enemies even made him famous. So it is what it is. Fact of the matter is, you made that song. And one thing for sure, when you pick on the dead, stuff will come back and hunt you. When you hurt and kill somebody, it'll still come back and hunt you. That comes with it. You can smoke all the people you want, but it's that one particular time when you might get smoked by somebody you wouldn't expect to get smoked by. It can be a goofy, a nerd, police, a girl, I mean some dumb shit. I mean, we're not here to judge God's punishment. He can take you out any way he wants. It can be a car crash, you can die in your sleep. You still can suffer, though, because you did something wrong. It's called karma. He made a song picking on his ops. And karma can come back and hit you 5, 10, 15, 20 years later when you least expect it. He made that song maybe 10, 11, 12 years ago. And, you know, I'm not saying that that happened, but it came back to hunt him. Because, you know, you got enemies. One thing people need to understand, especially you guys, most of y'all anyway, some women too, but mostly you guys. If you know you got ops, and you know you gangbang, and you know you did somebody or killed somebody or whatever the case may be, and if you still know you got to look over your shoulder, why do you have your kids out in public with you and the mother of your children? Doesn't matter if it's daylight or night. People still can see at night. You know that, right? People still got eyes. With all the weed these niggas smoke these days, I'm pretty sure they got good vision, because I hear marijuana does help with great vision. I don't know how true that is, but I know it helps kill and cure cataracts, so it got to be some truth to it. Regardless, motherfuckers can still see at nighttime. And you on the main strip. And please believe, the killers come out at night too, mostly at night. So you more in danger at night than you are in the daytime, most of the time. But killings go on in broad daylight in Chicago, so of course they're going to go on at nighttime. You on the main strip in Madison. You on the west side. Y'all need to stop thinking that y'all ops don't travel. Y'all need to stop thinking that y'all ops don't know people in other places, even the outskirts of town and on the other side of town. Your ops might roll through there, might have some girls over there, cousins over there. Somebody might have called them and say, come slide on you. Sometimes your ops might get they peoples that has nothing to do with y'all beef to come kill you for them. And they still take the credit for it. Chicago is a weird place. It's weird all over the world. But that's just how they do their gang banging, man. Motherfuckers will get you because they know they might not see you again or see you for a while. You might move out of town. But this is the catch, though. There's been known stories of motherfuckers fighting and trying to kill each other outside the country. Dubai, Zimbabwe, your op can catch you anywhere. They got money just like you do. They can travel. There's been stories known of niggas from Chicago getting killed in Miami, Florida. A nigga from Chicago traveled all the way down to Miami to kill a dude. It's public information. This actually happened. I ain't gonna say no names. You can do your own research. So what makes you think a motherfucker can't kill you 5 miles away, 10 miles away on the other side of town? Come run up on you. It ain't that hard. You standing outside with a sign, because he had a sign. I don't know why, what the sign say, why he was standing out there with a big sign, but he had one. It's dark outside. They jumped out on him so fast, damn near make your head spin. He didn't have time to do nothing. He probably couldn't even see the guys with that big sign. Somebody had to spot him out, because they came ready, and they was dressed up in all black. Well, they had different colors on, but they dressed up in black masks. Ski masks, or, you know what I'm saying, hockey masks. And it was crucial. I mean, the dudes jumped out so damn fast, the car was still rolling. I think the car had, the driver stayed in. You know what I'm saying? The driver pulled up. I think the car didn't stop. When they jumped out, the car didn't stop for another 2 car lengths. So let you know the car was still rolling. Them dudes was ready. They wasn't playing. I don't even know if they could see the kids over the car in the tree or whatever he was standing by. But they made sure they got their man. They got up on them close, but they were shooting before they jumped out. So they were shooting from a distance at first, say about 20 feet, and then they got closer, 15 feet, then they got closer. That's scary, man, because those little, he had the mother's child, she was up towards the other end of the sidewalk, and the little girls was close by him. But you know how little girls is with their daddy, and I heard those were his actual daughters, and that was the mother's child or his girlfriend. Thank God them dudes wasn't on nothing. They didn't kill the little girls or the mother of the children. But she need to be here to raise them kids. But regardless, it's damn near like they killed the little girls and the woman, especially the little girls, because they the most important piece of the factor. You traumatize them little girls for life. Those loud gunshots ringing in their little ears and seeing you stand over this guy, their daddy, and shoot him blood everywhere. You don't know what to do. The little girls are confused. One little girl literally almost walked into the gunfire. I don't know how she didn't. Something made her stop and freeze up. Then she walked into it. I think the bullet might have missed. They had to miss her because she was crying, but she was okay. That lets you know that was God. If you notice on the video, if you watch the video, I noticed the video was basically from a business or resident, because there's no way the federal cameras would be that, you know what I'm saying, would look like that. Not to say that the video had bad quality, but the federal cameras have 4K or 8K quality. So the video would have been way much better. They can zoom in and get your ass. Even with a bad quality video, they still can get you. She walked in front of the gunfire, and I guess the bullets must have dodged her. If you notice in the video, there's no lights around. It was dark out there. I don't think it was a street light near. I think the street light was across the street. And you can see a white cloud come over the little girl. She kind of glitched out, disappeared. I don't know if that was an angel protecting her at that moment or his spirit leaving his body. But something covered the girl up in white, and then she disappeared for a split second and came back in like a glitch. Can't make this up. If you really pay attention to it, you will see it. Now, she almost walked into the crossfire, but dude stopped shooting. He turned around and ran away. They were shooting from the time they jumped out the car to the time they turned around. I mean, they did him dirty. They stood over him. And the fact that you did that in front of them kids, you bogus, man. But I guess they felt like, hey, we're going to get him now. We've been waiting for him. We got to catch him. And, you know, fuck his kids, fuck the mother, his children. Some guys be like that. They don't give a fuck. They'll shoot you with your kids in your arm and hands. They don't care. Some of them bogus-ass dudes use their kids as a shield. I don't condone none of this shit, killing nobody in front of no kids. But either way it go, you still gonna kill the kids because you took the father away from them that they now had never see or have a touch or feel again. He in the ground. Only got memories of pictures and their little girls and all they remember of their father as a terrorizing act. You're still taking a black man from the table, his kids, and out of the household, regardless if you kill that man with his kids or away from his kids. Doesn't matter, you're traumatizing them, but you did a worse job by killing the man in front of his kids. So it was dark at the moment, it was nighttime, but it doesn't matter because you killed them and they saw every bit of it. Those are children. They terrorized from that shit. They don't trust nothing. Anytime they probably see a car pull up quick or guys that look like them dudes, they probably gonna be terrorized. Pretty sure them little babies might have to get some type of counseling or something. Probably have bad dreams and everything right now as we speak. Probably can't even concentrate in school. And that's sad, man. That break my heart. That shit killed me, man. Because, you know, back in my day when we beef with our ops, we get up on our man when he by himself. Doesn't make it right because I'm a changed man. But we ain't doing shit in front of no kids. We ain't harming no kids, no females, or no old people. Unless a female pull out on us, then we got to handle our business, keep them getting killed by the female, hurt. But kids, they harmless, man. They angels. Don't hurt the kids and don't terrorize the kids. They ain't got shit to do with shit. Now, these mafias here, these Mexican mafias and all them, they kill kids and all. They don't have no remorse. They kill your whole fucking family sometimes. I ain't with killing no fucking kids, bro. Nah, bro, I'm good on that. I got a daughter myself, you know she's grown. I'm not killing no kids, bro. That's not gonna happen, bro. I don't have no heart to do that shit. I can't put no gun in no child's head or nothing. You got me fucked up. Any dude with me that's gonna do a drill and you try to hurt a kid, I'm gonna smoke your ass. I don't care who you are, you can be my motherfucking brother. You hurt them kids, I'm gonna hurt you. I'm going to say a gun went off. I'll make up a story on your ass. Quick, fast, and a heartbeat to keep you from hurting that child. It's going to turn into a bloody scene. Because your ass going to be the one to get drilled instead of somebody else or one of them kids. Because we ain't hitting no kids. You might not even aim at no kids, man. I'm going to push your ass down. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? See that kid right there? We ain't on that. We ain't come for that. But that's the moral to the story, man. Condolences to his family, his kids, his mother's children, his mom and all them. R.I.P. to the guy. God bless and rest his soul. His homies was turning up and celebrating, you know what I'm saying, his death or whatever. I hope they don't retaliate. But you know it always, something come with something. Especially with these guys online. speaking on it and taking the rep for it. Everybody accusing, you know, 051 Kiddo of the murder, which is bogus. But, you know, people gonna say what they say. The internet gonna be the internet. You know, you can't listen to the internet. The internet got a bunch of goofies on there. Lazy bum goofies sit behind the screen all day on their ass. Barely take a shower and wash their ass. They're on the internet, cause a disturbance. Sometimes it be bloggers. Most time it be the police. And we allow the police to get it on the internet and stir up a black culture so we can cause beef, chaos, and drama, and trauma, and kill each other. That's all it's going to come out of. That's all that come with it. Some white dude behind the screen don't know shit about shit. He's an investigator, the police. He's stirring up shit with his fake-ass page. Be careful of that, man, because there's plenty of that around. Condolences to his family, and bless up and rest up, brother. You know, it is what it is. Food for thought. Don't be a crash dummy, and don't let nobody that you love and care about crash around you. Because if anybody loved and cared about you, they wouldn't allow you to crash neither, especially if they can help it. Now, some people gonna do what they want to do regardless, but break this shit down. Let me break it down to you. If you don't have a job, a real friend would tell you, hey man, want to borrow my computer, fill out some applications online, need a ride to run up some interviews or something. Hey man, you need a couple dollars to get you, you know what I'm saying, a nice little fit to wear for the interview, some shoes, some socks, bro. Need a few dollars to get your hair cut. Even if you're a female, fight the same thing. Eat some bread. You know what I'm saying? That's what a real friend can do if they can help. A real friend ain't gonna let you crash out. You know what I'm saying? If you need to go back to school, if you need to be in school, hey man, I'm gonna give you a ride to school, man. Hey man, I'm gonna take you to register for school. Hey man, you need to go back to school, man. Fuck all the bullshit. You smart, get educated, man. You know what I'm saying? Whoopty wham. That's a real homie, a real friend. A real friend ain't gonna let you crash out and go to jail for no dumb shit. Just to act like you hard for your ass to get blew down by the police or get in there and waste money to bond out. Still got to go to court. Wasting your time out of your work to go to court. You could be getting money. You could have avoided all the bullshit from the beginning. Then you could risk going back to jail because you don't get no time served when you bond out quick. They only count that time to have the time these days. And you get in there and the judge convicts you and you still got to do time. So you done wasted bond money, which you ain't getting back. You wasted time, which you ain't getting back. Time with your family, which you ain't getting back. And you might lose your fucking job. Unless you got a motherfucking job with a family member or a best friend or somebody that like you, they might have your ass working under the table. Because ain't no regular job to have W-2 forms or whatever form you may be in and whatever state you in that has law-abiding citizen taxes. Gonna rehire your motherfucking ass unless they really like you. 9 times out of 10, that ain't gonna happen. You lost your job, bro. You're a lost cause, male or female. So don't be a crash dummy. Don't crash out. You see your homie doing drugs, you know that ain't right. Be like, hey, bro, this ain't for you, bro. You a junkie, bro. Or female, you a junkie. You got kids. You know, take care of your kids. If you a real homie, you tell the motherfucker take care of their kids, male or female. Dress your kids up. Even though people feel like that's not their business, they feel like you patronizing their kids, you talking about their kids or whatever. So what? If you they homie, you tell them the real. Hit me in my mouth if you don't like it. I'm your homie. If I love you, I'm going to tell you the real. One day you'll appreciate it. You might fall out at the moment, but one day you'll appreciate it. Maybe you won't because you're a stubborn motherfucker. But you still put that concept in their head and they'll think about it because somebody else might come by and tell them the same thing. They might not try that same stunt on their next man or woman. And they're going to be like, you know what? I should listen to my homie the first time because some other people's telling me the same shit. Maybe I need to take heed to it. You can always save a motherfucker's life even when you hurt their feelings because their feelings can heal within a day, a month, or a year or so. Maybe earlier than that. But fuck the feelings. It's about saving their life. That's what's wrong with the world, like I said before. Everybody emotional. Everybody crybabies. Everybody worried about the wrong fucking thing. We're not children anymore. God don't care about your tears and your crybabies. He care about the righteousness and what's right. Cry all you want. God don't care about that. He still gonna punish you. Just like your mother. When you did something wrong, didn't do your homework, you talk back. Your mom and daddy don't care about you crying. They still gonna put that hand to that ass, that belt to that ass, that switch to that ass. Nobody care about them tears and them feelings. because you didn't have them feelings and them tears when you were supposed to do the right thing, and you knew better, and you was told to do the right thing, you was taught the right thing, and you still rebel. So nobody feels sorry for you. But a real friend wouldn't let you crash out. A real friend wouldn't let you say dumb shit on the internet to get a federal case or a RICO or an indictment. A real friend wouldn't let you sell drugs to motherfuckers they don't know or you don't know. A real friend wouldn't set you up. A real friend wouldn't try to fuck your girl or your dude. A real friend wouldn't talk about you behind your back. A real friend wouldn't do none of that. A real friend would pray with you if y'all believe in that or they believe in it. You see what I'm saying? A real friend would take you to the mosque, the temple, the church, get some spirituality in you. That's what a real friend would do. When a real friend got money and they know you hungry and broke, a real friend gonna feed you. A real friend, you know what I'm saying, ain't gonna let you crash out on no dumb shit and commit suicide. They can help you. A real friend gonna tell you to go play that traffic ticket when the motherfuckers gonna keep piling up. You wanna drive free this summer, don't you? You wanna be free of the police, don't you? Go pay that dumb ass ticket. What the hell wrong with you, man? Got your priorities wrong. A real friend is not gonna let you crash on no bullshit, no drugs, no killing, no fighting, no wrongdoings, no wrong decisions. They're not gonna let you crash out. They're not gonna let you be broke. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be educated, you're gonna have a job, you're gonna do something. They're gonna help you, and they're gonna lead you the right way, and they're gonna speak to you, and they're gonna tell you. If they love you enough, they might even force your ass. You should do the same for them. That's food for thought, man. We don't have many friends out here like that, many real people out here like that, because a lot of motherfuckers crash out on their own, and a lot of motherfuckers watch other motherfuckers crash out. That's why you have no real friends. Y'all too busy entertaining everybody. But when your ass died, dead and gone, they're going to laugh at you. Some might mourn you for a couple weeks or so, a few days. Then your ass going to be forgotten about. Nobody going to go clean up your grave, cut the grass around it, or put flowers on it. Nobody gonna do none of that. If they do, that shit is irrelevant. Because them flowers are still living while your ass is dead. And eventually, them flowers gonna die. So either way it go, live life while you can. That's why God give it to you. But remember, I said it first, don't crash out. Don't be nobody's crash dummy. Donald Trump, he doing his thing. He's setting a record for the internet. You know what I'm saying? Got his shoe braid going. This man, to me, is unstoppable to a certain degree, so to speak. Me personally, I'm ready for Biden to leave the White House. I'm gonna tell you why. I don't like voting for these guys because I know this president shit is set up by the elites. It's fake. It's a propaganda. It's not real. Your votes don't count. If your votes counted, you would be hearing stories about, you know what I'm saying, voter slips and shit being on the railroad track. George Bush becoming president twice and forced himself to become president allegedly. And what a coincidence, a recount from a state like Florida where his brother run the state. You know what I'm saying? Man lied about being in the military, going to the wars and all that shit. Like, shit crazy, man. We live in a crazy world where these elites put out some bullshit to distract you. So they go behind your back and do something they really trying to do to fulfill their agenda. Biden has always creeped me out. I don't even think he's human. I think he's either a robot or a reptilian. This man turns around and shake imaginary people's hand. People is not there. He acting like he can walk through imaginary doors and walls. He go the wrong direction. He can't read. He stutter. He's illiterate. I don't know if he got Alzheimer's or nothing. If he does, they not saying it. The man is crazy, man. The man is can't read, write. I don't know what the fuck going on with him. He repeat himself. He say shit that don't make sense. And they got this motherfucker up here as a president. Y'all crazy. I mean, he wasn't even a good vice president from what I learned. Because there was congressmen and people talking shit about him. They disliked him just as much as they disliked Obama. Of course, they gonna like dislike Obama because it's dark skin. But y'all forget, Obama's always been watched. He's always been recorded and followed by CIA. He's always been breeded to be. And the elites into the White House, and his mother is kin to the Bushes and all those people. If you don't believe me, do your research. Dig it all to them presidents, all of my kin, except one. And even the one that's not kin, he still with skull and bones, and he still kin to those folks by marriage. He was just put there temporary, but he's still into the blood somehow, some way. Do your research. I cannot make this up. Biden, since he's been in office, the border's been open 2 or 3 years, or maybe more. 2 days is too long. 2 or 3 years? Come on. Nobody's speaking on this. You got so many damn terrorists and Asians and Hispanics and all types of races coming through. Even Hispanics is looking around looking confused. Like, where all these people come from? Why they coming through the border like us? Y'all making it hot for us. They was like, shit, you gonna get through, we gonna get through too. We came all the way around to get to this motherfucker. We getting through this bitch freely. There are people that are coming through this border, through Texas and all of that, that hate us, that's out to kill us, blow us up. Sooner or later, they all gonna get the call, one way or another. And it's gonna be more than one race and more than one country. They sending all their troops through because everybody knows the border's open and Biden ain't doing shit about it. He just forget all about this country. And I don't even think he's doing it himself. I think he's being controlled like a puppet. They injecting shit in him. If you look online, making him say shit he's supposed to say. It's weird, man. Come on, what president sends trillions of dollars to other countries to build them up, to help their people and fund them guns and shit and fund them money? Who does that when this country is struggling? We ain't even get our motherfucking stimulus checks or anything. Y'all will vote for this motherfucker? Man, no. He need to get the fuck out of here. Matter of fact, George Bush did better than him. Even though George Bush was accused of war crimes, which he did, I believe Biden's probably the worst president that I've ever experienced in my generation, in my lifetime being on this planet. From my experience, from a child to this very day, this very moment, very minute, I believe Biden is the worst president I've ever seen, or maybe we've ever had. Might not be the most crooked, but he's the worst. Hell, I think he's even more illiterate than George Bush, because George Bush was damn well a country hillbilly that couldn't read and probably couldn't even write. Most people that can't read most likely can't write neither. Illiteracy is illiteracy. Some people might be good at one thing, not good at the other. I'm not going to sit there and say that. That'll be a lie if I told one. But we know these motherfuckers ain't got it all. And these are the presidents that y'all pick. These are the presidents that these elites put in there. It's a fucking joke, man. But they find this man, Trump, $300-something million. This man is a genius. He came back and came out with a shoe. This man sold all those shoes within an hour. He broke Michael Jordan's record. And I can promise you he sold over 1 million shoes or more. If he would have had 100 million shoes, he might have sold them out. And he probably could have sold them in other countries too. Because people like this guy, some people, and they want him to become president of the United States. Me personally, when Trump was in office, I've seen checks that I never thought I'd see before. I've seen a lot of good things happen. And if it was up to me, him versus Biden, because ain't no other people that's going to be next runner-up that's worth it. A lot of people step down and they make it anyway. I'd rather see Trump in the White House than see Biden in the White House. Because I know Trump is standing on business and Trump is a serious guy. He's funny. He talks shit, but he's standing on business and he don't take no shit. He speak his mind. He's a serious motherfucker. He might be racist too. I wouldn't put that past his white ass. But I like what he's doing, because if you ask me, all the motherfuckers racist, and they all hate the black race. So I'm acting like Trump is the only racist rich motherfucker. There's millions of them out there. Ain't nobody speaking on them. Don't act like Biden really care for black people. He's put there as a puppet. He's forced to be there. If it was up to him, he'd hang and kill all our asses, believe it or not. These guys are fake. They're good actors, and they act real good. They put on a fake persona. They're not who you think they are. None of them. Trump neither, but I prefer Trump at the White House than him. Trump talking about being a dictator. I believe he would. I had dreamed that he was going to become president again and become a dictator. all this wars and wars and rumors of wars. All this stuff is written anyway, so it's going to happen anyway. You can't dodge that bullet because the Creator already called it, and that's what's going to happen. But some people get out there and vote. That's on them. I wouldn't do it. I don't believe in voting, but I prefer Trump to become president over Biden. That's just my opinion. Call me what you want, coon, whatever. It is what it is. You're definitely a coon if you think Biden is a good fit for president. That man need to be, he need to sit down, he need to be, you know, step down. And just, he should have been gone. He should have been about it. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these people, man. These people crazy. Got this man up here. This man's too old for that. Trump is old too. But Trump is in better shape, and his mind is more there than Biden's any fucking day. Trump is in his right mind. He's a crazy motherfucker, but he's not delusional. He's not hallucinating. He's not tripping like, you know what I'm saying, Biden. And that's why, you know what I'm saying, I prefer Trump in the White House over Biden. That's just my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. You know what I'm saying? Because Biden has done nothing for this country. This country's went downhill since he's been there. You know, you're going to see a lot of illnesses, sicknesses from these foreign people coming through this country without getting shots. They all come in here, bring guns and weapons and God knows what else. They might poison our water system and everything. And sooner or later, you fuck around, you're going to find out. I want to speak on something. I was looking at some wedding rings or engagement rings, so to speak. And here's the wisdom that's going to come out of this. When I was showing my ex, which me and her, we've been talking again. We've been, you know what I'm saying, close, kicking it or whatever. It's nobody's business, but it is what it is. You know, I spoke on it one episode, and I felt like it was going to happen again. And it happened. You know, everything happens for a reason. But, you know, I've been enjoying it. I think we're doing a better job hanging out and dating and starting all over again than we did before. Maybe that's just what I don't know. But fact of the matter is, I noticed something. It's two rose gold engagement rings and two gold ones, but all of them was diamond cuts. Two of them was 2 carats and the other two was 4 carats. One of the 2 carats was over 1,000. One of the 2 carats was over 4,000. One of the 4 carats was 33,000 and the other one was 10,000. They charging a wide range of money. Or you know what I'm saying, prices for the same carats. And it can't be the looks, because the prettier rings were the cheapest. That's just my opinion. The prettier ones, I'm pretty sure a lot of people would agree with me. The prettiest ones were the cheapest. But here's the catch though. That's a such thing called moissanite diamonds. Two of them were moissanites. Believe it or not, and I can look at them and tell I ain't have to get them tested or nothing. Moissanite diamonds are fake diamonds that can test as real diamonds, and they can also look real. You know what I'm saying? Just that a real diamond cuts a little harder than a moissanite, and they both take heat differently, and they burn differently, or they take heat differently. Moissanite takes, I think, a little bit more heat than a diamond. I say that to say this. We live in a creepy world full of lies that you can be fooled by a ring. Imagine being married to your significant other, male or female, and you giving them a ring to put on their finger for the rest of their life, or at least the rest of y'all marriage, engagement ring, or whatever kind of ring it is. And the motherfucker costs you $30,000, $40,000+. You spend all this money for a diamond ring that's fake. Real gold plated or rose gold, whatever it is, that don't mean shit, because that's going to have metal in it too. But the diamonds are moissanites and they're fake. That's scary, man. You run around this motherfucker with a fake diamond on your finger, but it's testing it's real. But one day, hopefully, they get a, you know what I'm saying, some devices that can test diamonds a little better than what it is, because of these fake moissanites can surpass and pass as a real diamond. That's scary. You don't know what you're buying, because a lot of these rappers are buying $100,000, $200,000 chain. You buying houses on your neck, and the motherfucking jewelry is fake. The diamonds are fake as fuck. Some of the platinum y'all got on y'all neck is fake. You know the diamonds are fake, but the diamonds definitely be fake. and they thinking it's real. Let me get some VVS's or whatever, Giovanni. You know, VVS's or whatever, that's a little different. But some of them can be fake too. But you gotta watch out for these moissanites. They sell moissanite diamonds on Amazon. And they selling them for real prices. They'll let you know they're moissanites too, for the most part. But still, be careful what you buy. Be careful what you get. So all those rings were beautiful. But the most beautiful ones were the cheapest. And the most beautiful ones that were the cheapest had the real diamonds. And the fake diamonds weren't even, they were very appealing, but they weren't as appealing as the cheaper ones. And they had fake diamonds and they cost the most. So don't be fooled by that. Now, there were some diamonds that cost a lot that were still real, but they overpriced. So just be careful with that. More to the story, man. Be careful with that. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and we had a little debate, and she was saying how she wear makeup. And I told her, you know, I didn't know you wore makeup. I didn't. Because I never paid attention to it. I didn't recognize it. Maybe you didn't have enough on your face. And she said, you know, a lot of women like wearing makeup. It makes them happy. I say, look, if makeup didn't exist, you would never know about it. It wouldn't make you anything because you wouldn't know about it. Women wear makeup to cover up something. Bumps, acne, whatever the case may be. And they wear makeup to cover up something, to bring something in. So they basically wearing makeup to cover up the acne, whatever they got going on in their face, to bring an attraction, for to attract somebody. A lot of women can care less to attract the man, I get it. But most women, when they wear makeup, they doing it to look pretty, and they also covering up something. A woman with naturally beautiful skin, and knows she got naturally beautiful skin, is not going to wear no makeup. That's just not going to happen. She got something to brag about, and she's going to show that motherfucker. Just like a girl with a big-ass peach booty, watermelon back there, she's going to wear something to show that ass. She's not going to be wearing big dresses all day or whatever, unless she's a damn nun or, you know what I'm saying, or a Muslim or something. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. Just same reason why a lot of women with beautiful hair wear wigs. A lot of women with beautiful natural nails wear fake nails. They wear fake jewelry, fake purses. They do a lot of fake shit, fake eyelashes. I get it. But we spend it. Some men, they buy y'all shit too. And a lot of y'all women are independent. You pay for your own shit. Put it like this. We're spending billions and trillions of dollars over time in this industry that we don't control nor own. This is why I call it the fake industry. Fake hair, fake nails, and everything. You spend all this money over these products, these hair products and everything. It's ran by the Asians and the Arabs. Most of the Asians that are cancerous. Cancerous chemicals, cancerous wigs, and all that. It's basically giving these women, black women, cancer. Because we all know, 98-99%, if it ain't a black dude, mostly black women, about 92%. Of the Asians customers that come in their stores and their beauty supply stores are black women. Let's not pretend like that's not true, because we know all you see is a bunch of black women in there. A lot of them do be trying to steal wigs because they're obsessed over this shit. But you never see Asian people hiring black women. It's always an Hispanic woman or a white woman or an Asian person like them. They never hire y'all. You know why? Because they don't like y'all, for one, and two, they don't trust y'all. And three, they look at y'all as thieves, but they'll open the door for you to come by. They'll sell some shit to you, but they won't hire you on a job. As a matter of fact, half the time, they're going to follow your ass around that store. They don't like you. They don't trust you, but y'all still go spend y'all money to buy their shit. We need to have more open stores of blacks, not just Africans, black Americans. We need to control our own product, our own industry, and things of that nature. I don't get it, man. Half of y'all kids ain't even in college, but y'all contribute to the trillions and billions of dollars in that hair industry and that fake industry. I call it the fake cosmetology industry. And it's wild. It's weird, man. You know what I'm saying? And I told her, I said, look, you wasn't born with fake nails. You wasn't born with makeup. You wasn't born with a wig. None of that. So you don't need it. God didn't give it to you. It wasn't attached to your body. You can go without it. Because there are women in this world that despise makeup, wigs, weaves, fake nails, fake eyelashes, things of that nature. There are women that don't know nothing about it. There are women that don't need it. There are women that never heard or seen it in certain countries, certain areas. Does it make it right? Does it make it wrong? No. Does it make it the fact that a woman that wears it is any less or greater than? No. Do what you want to do. I respect it. Salute. But don't be mad when your hair falling out. Don't be mad when you catch a cancer. Don't be mad you realize you spent your whole life covering up your natural beauty and as a woman, and you never got to enjoy your natural self because you're wearing fake shit so long, you're not going to even look good being natural when you want to be natural. And I say that to say this. I always going to respect natural and real over fake or unnatural. I will always respect real hair over a wig or some weave. I will always respect no makeup versus makeup. Even if you got acne in your face, at least you ain't hide nothing. I will always respect a real booty over BBL. I will always respect a flat tummy that work out in the gym versus a BBL. I will always respect a FUPA versus a BBL. I will always respect saggy titties over titties that get cut and get surgery to just look real, look better, look perky. Because it's not real. Be yourself. Work your body out. Maybe, you know, it'll change. You can breathe. You can exercise. Maybe your hair grow. Put the right chemicals in your hair, natural oils and shit. Maybe your hair grow. What you gonna cover it up for? Because for one, that wig and that weave is keeping your hair from breathing. Them fake nails is keeping your cuticles and your nails from growing straight. Believe it or not. Be natural. You don't have to wear nothing fake. I mean, if you want to wear something fake, that's on you. You're grown. You can do what the fuck you want to do. You paid for it. You know what I'm saying? But we're making this industry richer. We don't own shit. We wear fake shit and our women is catching cancer dying like flies. They're catching cancer more than any race or any sex in the world. Black women are. Even Africans, because they wear a lot of the fake shit too. Let's not get it twisted. They're buying their hair from the Asians too. So let's not act like this shit ain't real. This shit needs to be spoken about. You know, you're covering up something. And I even went as far as to saying to her, once upon a time, the fallen angelicals, aka the demons, taught the women or the Egyptians in the Sumerian days how to wear makeup to seduce men. Anytime a demon teaches you something that's not righteous, it's wicked. And you're not supposed to seduce a man. And they taught them to wear all this stuff, do all this certain stuff to seduce men. That's where it actually came from. I'm pretty sure different books, holy books, including the Bible, speaks on it. The Holy Bible speaks on it. I told her to do her research. Go to her pastor. They probably already know about it. When you figure it out, you come back, come tell me. And also, you know, sometimes people won't even come back and apologize to you. You know why? Because they're stubborn. And they hate, you know, feeling guilty. They hate stepping in their own shit and looking bad. They hate being proven wrong. I don't mind proving a person wrong, just like I don't mind nobody proving me wrong. But don't think you know everything, because you don't. I don't know everything neither. But I do know is natural is always better. A lot of these women, they be lazy. They too lazy to do their hair every day. They too lazy to do this and do that. Don't take much to do your hair. Take just as much time to maintain a nappy ass wig. Or nappy ass weave and take it out and pay for it when you can be all natural and save your damn money. I mean, make it make sense. I don't know, to each his or her own. I do respect natural. I'm more attracted to natural. No makeup, none of that stuff. That's a beautiful thing. I will always respect that over. I don't care if my mama, my grandma, or my best friend across the street, my daughter. I'm always going to respect natural over fake. Over a cover up. Unless you got bald spots in your head and you need to cover it up and don't look right. I get it. I understand that. But some of y'all be attractive and y'all don't need makeup. You don't need fake jewelry, fake purses, fake nails, fake big ass eyelashes that look like butterfly wings. You don't need that. You don't. It don't even make you look all that cute. You look better naturally than you do with all the bullshit. You'd be surprised how nice a lot of these women look without all that bullshit. Some of them need it. Some of them look better with it. So, you know, I get it. I understand. But that doesn't take away the fact that I respect natural over fake. Natural over what I call bullshit. I'm entitled to that. That's my opinion. But to each his or her own. Just like men wear these enhancement sprays over their head. You putting black spray over your head and all that shit. Your hairline pushback. You just as fake too. It is what it is. You know, these dudes don't get no passes with these fake waves they put in their hair. These fake dreads, wigs, and these fake beards they've been going. They just as fake and feminine as these women. Shit, I'd rather see a woman wear fake wigs and shit than a man. That's a total fucking disgusting. Man, boy, you bogus, boy. I don't know what women think of that, but as a man, bro, I'm good. Fuck that. Put nothing on my head, no glue, none of that. Got me fucked up. I'd rather just rock a bald head or a bald face and still be handsome with it. Other than that, I appreciate y'all listening, man. I'll be bringing y'all some more heat soon. Y'all stay up, stay clean, and stay dangerous. Oh, no.